Then it's all start off by saying da yishidnal shalidei mochamais through mochamais, or any kind of mach like this. Through that, you have a situation whereby machshavos of rishonim fall on anushim ksherim. All kinds of thoughts of kfira, avodah zarah, come to people who are really tzaddikim. How? Through machlekes. And then, as I'll explain, he proved through psukha what's the solution. When a person sees this machlekes, the solution is Hashem yilachim lachem latem tachrishim, that a person should turn the machlekes over to Hashem. But then, Rabbeinu Zal said, there is something that could cause a problem even in this, in turning over the machlekes to Hashem, and that's the tztaka of the rishon. And Rabbeinu Zal explained, he said it's through the tztaka that the Rishon give, that sometimes has the power even to cause that even in a situation where the machlekes was turned over to Hashem, even then it should be able to bring these machshavos of kfira into the hands of tzaddikim. Now, then as I'll show from a pasuk that there is a concept of tztaka of Rishon, and we're going to talk about that more soon. Then Rabbeinu Zal said, v'dai you should know, she'ish emes, there is an ish emes, that if there is an ish emes, what's taich emes? A person who does mitzvahs with emes, without any kind of pniyos, where it doesn't make any difference at all if there are people around or not, he does the mitzvahs with the same purity when he's alone as in front of people. Rabbeinu Zal said a person like that is able to draw to himself all these tztakas. All of these tztakas, why? Because Rabbeinu Zal said the nature of tztaka is to draw itself to emes. And Rabbeinu Zal brought a pasuk in Yeshaya where the pasuk says, "Itztaka mirachay tamoid ki koshla barachayv emes." The pasuk says that when the emes gets messed up in the rachayv, when the emes is mekulpa in the streets, it causes the itztaka to remain at a distance. So through a pegam in emes, the itztaka remains at a distance. One who is misaking the emes completely, Rabbeinu Zal said, he draws all of this itztaka to himself. By drawing the tztaka to himself, he's able to render this tztaka powerless in being able to do any kind of harm, in being able to bring these machshavos of kfira onto anashim ksherim. And Rabbeinu Zal said, this is merumos in the pasuk, "Utztaka tihi elanu, ki nishmar la'aseis es kol mitzvah zayis lefnei Hashem alekeinu, kasher tzivanu." That utztaka tihi elanu, when will the tztaka be to us? When will it be attracted to us magnetically? When we'll be zeicher to do the mitzvah hazayis lefnei Hashem alikeinu kasher tzivonu. When we'll be zeicher to do the mitzvah just in front of Hashem alone, not in front of any people at all, kasher tzivonu means with all the diyukim and everything exactly the way Hashem commanded us to do this. Then Rabbeinu Zal began an explanation of how tzedakah is attracted to emes, to show the kesher between these two, and I think we're going to start from here to be able to swing into this whole topic very, very clearly about tzedakah and emes. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Umashet tzedakah nimsheches le'emes, ki tzedakah hu bechinas emes." Tzedakah is a concept of emes. Ki emes hu echod, emes is one. Ki echod hu rak echod, echod one is one. Meaning, ki lifnei echod ma'ata sefer. The pasuk says, "There's nothing you can count before one." In other words, one is the beginning. There's nothing before it. There's nothing that comes before it. Ve'im yesh sheni ein echod. Once there becomes a second, once there's two, you can't say a concept of one or a first. In other words, one being distinguished as one. Rabbeinu Zal says v'chein ho emes hu rak echod. So we know that echod is one. Echod is one, meaning a concept of ein oid belvadoi. If there are two, in other words, when we say there's, a house, when we say there's one house that's unique, it's because there are no other ones. Once they become two houses, you can't apply the term one to house anymore. That's what Rabbeinu Zal is saying here. So echod is an union of one. Rabbeinu Zal says emes is also an union of one. Why? Because when we want to say the truth about any object, we can only say one explanation about that object, meaning if we want to say about a keli of silver, if we want to describe about something, you have to say, you can only say one thing about it. This is a table. You can't describe it as any other item. If you describe it as any other item, it's sheker. Rabbi Nizal says, but when it comes to sheker, avon yetzolim a sheker, yocholim a have. About sheker, you can say a lot of different things. You can say this is a chair, it's a wall, it's a ceiling. You can, so sheker is many, emes is echad. Rabbi Nizal says, ki yuchalim a shuklei zohov, anachayshes hashashim, esbechim b'chol advarim shaboylam, yev shalim a ho emes, ki im dover echad kamay shehu, avon a sheker hu habe kanal, nimtza, she emes hu echad. So we see that emes is echad. If you look in Torah Nun Aleph, Rabbi Nizal discusses that topic at length. The Alkain, Rabbi Nizal says, that's why Kutcha Berichu, V'Yoraisa, V'Yisrael, Kulachan. This is what makes Hashem and the Yidden and the Torah one. Ki Hashem Yisborach Emes. The symbol of Hashem is Emes. The Gemara says, Chayisam Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. The Torah say emes. We know that the Torah is emes. It's a pasuk. Torah's emes ha'isa b'fiyu. So we see that the Torah is called emes. The Israel emes. Bnei Israel are emes. They are also singled out. Ato v'chartonu mikol ha'amim. We're one. We're special. V'kivon shekulam emes ha'koil echad. Once we say that these three items are emes, about emes you can attribute to it the term echad. Kutsh Baruch Hu Yisrael, V'Yoraisa, Chad, that term Chad applies to Emes. Ki be'emes ein boi shum shinui. Because in Emes there's no concept of change. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem lo yishonisi, v'atem beis Yaakov lo yikilisem. I am Hashem, I don't change at all, and you are Bnei Yaakov lo yikilisem. I don't destroy you. What makes the Yidden indestructible? The fact that they are this Bechina of Emes. They're one with Hashem. By Hashem there's no Shinui, so too by the Yidden there's no Shinui. Rabbi Nizal says, Hashem is Borach Emes, v'hu echod, b'li Shinui chas v'shon kanal. V'hashinui hu rak etzlo ha-mekablim, ki gefi ha-mekabel kein nishav etzlo ha-shinui. When we see Kaviyochol Hashem affecting people differently, one is rich, one is poor, one is sick, one is healthy, the Shinui is only by the mekabel. But by Hashem, there's no change. There's no Hashem is echod, one, no concept of change. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "V'ze bechinas shemesh." This is the concept of the sun. Ki hashemesh hurak koyat. In other words, where can we see an example? How can we show you something like this? How can we explain that you have a force of energy, kaviyochol Hashem, which affects things differently? One person's rich, one person's poor. If Hashem is one, if you have one unit of force, how can that same thing make this person rich, this person poor? Let's say if you take chicken and water and put them into a refrigerator. Chicken is solid, water is liquid. It's two totally different things. Put them into a refrigerator, they're both going to get cold. No question at all. How can you say you have a situation where kaviyochol by Hashem, you have everybody that's receiving from Hashem is affected differently, and yet we say Hashem is Echad. Rabbi Nizal says you can understand this via the Shemesh. Why? Rabbi Nizal says, Ki kamo shinuyim nishavim al yidei Hashemesh. There are many, many changes that are caused by the sun. Kigoin lahatich ulahakbois, lekarer ulachamin, v'shar hakoiches, kemavur b'makam achar. We find that the sun has the power to soften, or to solidify, to harden, to make cold, or to make hot. The sun's energy can be used to make something cold, and it can be used to heat things up. Rabbi Nizal is going to explain in a minute. V'zeh rak machmas ha-mekablim, and it's only dependent on what's receiving the light of the sun. Kigoyin, for example, kisha ha-shemesh bo al shaiva, when the sun shines on wax, mateches oisoi, it softens it. It causes it to melt. Why? Machmas shehashayva einoi koshe be'emes. Because wax, in truth, is a soft item. The fact that it stands stuck together and it takes on a certain form, in a sense, it's hanging on a thread. By nature, this is a very soft item. So when the sun affects it, it becomes more softened. It becomes very obviously soft. V'alkein is ha'etzlo ha'koyach lahatich. That's why the sun shows its force on wax by softening it. V'chein b'shar ha'koichos. So too with other items. Whereas when it comes to metal or certain other items, when you want to make this item really become solidly stuck together, what do? You heat it up to a very, very high point, and then it makes it much more, it solidifies it much, much more. Rabbi Nizal says, Aval ha-shemesh hu rak koyach echod levan. But the shemesh itself is one koyach. In other words, it itself doesn't change. depending on what's being affected by it, the object gets affected differently. Either it gets softened or hardened, or changed in different kinds of states. Rabbi Nizal says, for example, we say the halacha that you're not allowed to use a pot for the first time on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Why? Because the first time you use it on the fire, it causes the metal to constrict. But fire makes, heat makes things expand. No, you'll note this item, metal gets affected, it causes a constricting effect. It causes it to come together more solidly. So you see this same item, the sun, causes expansion, or it causes things to contract. Rabbi Nizal says, V'zeh b'chinas tztaka. This concept of the shemesh is also a concept of tztaka. Shehi b'chinas shemesh. Tztaka is related to the sun. B'chinas emes, a concept of emes canal. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, V'zor cholochem yirei shemi, shemesh tztaka umarpe, the pasuk says there. Hashem says they will shine forth for those who fear me, shemesh tztaka. Note those two words are put together, shemesh and tztaka. Rabbi Nizal says, so we see that tztaka is in some ways similar to the shemesh, in the fact that it's this bechina of emes, it's the bechina of one type of force that affects people differently, as we're going to see in a minute. V'zeh shomer chazal, this is why the Gemara says, krum zulus lefnei odom, the Gemara darshins and brachas, kivon shen etzarech odom lebriyois, ponov mishtan and lekamagavnin. That as soon as a person becomes so poor that he has to come on to people, he takes on a very shameful kind of face. His face changes colors. He gets embarrassed. Rabbi Nizal says, just like the sun affects things differently, you should know tztaka affects things differently also. How? And it all depends on who the one who's receiving the tztaka. Aval hatztoka, shehu bechinas emes, bechinas shemesh kanal, hurak koyach echod levad, ve'ein bo shinui kanal. But the tztoka itself, which is a bechina of emes, how? We didn't really clarify that yet. We're going to explain that soon much, much more. But tztoka, which is this bechina of emes, which is this bechina of shemesh, in itself is one koyach. It affects different people different ways. For example, Rabbi Nizal says, for example, those who receive tztaka, some of them are affected, whereby their face changes colors. There are those who, the reason why their face changes colors when they receive charity, when they receive a gift, is why? Because he feels embarrassed, he feels it's beneath his cover to have to come on to somebody else. A person who never in his life had to come on to anybody for anything, and then suddenly he finds himself having to come on to people, that person takes it very rough. He gets embarrassed, his face changes colors from this. V'yesh machmas katnus al shemes tarach lebrius. There's one person who gets affected machmas gadlus shiesh loy, because of the geyus that he has, that's what makes the receiving of tztaka so difficult. There's one who, because of the katnus, over the fact that he has to come on to people, that causes, in other words, he was never very rich before or anything, but the fact that by nature he's been poor his whole life, he's been living in poverty-stricken neighborhoods and everything, that has put a boishes ponim on him, a general shameful, he can't look people in the eye, he can't face the person who gives him a donation, that kind of thing. V'yei shenishtana ponov machmas simcha. There are those, when they receive a donation, you get a meshulach, who's going around collecting tztaka. When he gets a donation, shesameach al shenosimulay, he gets very happy over the fact that people, his change of face is a change of simcha. He gets into simcha. The other one gets into a bechina of atzus, a bechina of shamefulness. This one gets, his ponim is meiros, lit up with simcha. V'gam bozeh yeshinum. And in the types of people who get happy by receiving a donation, there's also different changes. There are those who are very happy over the fact that people are giving him. Rabbi Nizal says, in other words, here Rabbi Nizal says, there are those whose face changes color, but the change of color is not a reflection of sadness. It's because he's happy. In other words, inside, he can't show it. He doesn't want to show the one who gave him the money like that he's very happy. But factually, the fact that he receives a donation changes his face because of a feeling of simcha that's taking place. Then Rabbi Nizal says, "V'gam bozeh yeshinuim." Even in that, there's a lot of changes. There are those who are genuinely very happy. In other words, there's no change of face. There's no mixed emotion whatsoever. He's simply straight happy over the fact that he received this donation. Nothing more. Nothing fancy involved in it. Rabbi Nizal says, "Avol hatzdoko hi rak koyach echod levad." But the tzdoko itself is one koyach, ki hi bechinas emes, because tzdoko is a bechin of emes, bechinas shemesh, a concept of the shemesh. And Rabbi Nizal says, "V'alkein moisheches atzmo liemes." That's why tzdoko has a nature to draw itself to emes. Period. Rabbi Nizal says now, "V'yakov shehu bechinas emes." Yaakov Avinu, who is the symbol of Emes, Titein Emes, Kamei Shekos of Titein Emes, Yaakov, Nemar Boi, Vayizrach, Loi HaShemesh. That's why specifically about him, the Pasuk says that the sun shone for him. Hainu Bechinas, Velonu Tiyet Stoka. He was zeichet to this level of Velonu Tiyet Stoka. Because he was an Isho Emes, he was zeichet to draw this Stoka upon himself. He was zeichet to draw the sun's rays to magnetically attract them much more so than anybody else, to be Mamshech HaRefua at that time when he needed it. Ki Shemesh hi bechinas tzedaka kanal. As the Pasuk said, V'zorcho lachem yirei shemi Shemesh tzedaka. Hainu sheyakov al yedei ho'emes hoyolei koyach lahamshech ulahazriach liatzmoi kol hatzedakos. Yaakov Avinu, through the fact that he was zeicha to emes, he was able to draw upon himself all the tzedakos. Shehem bechinas shemesh, which are a concept of the sun. V'zeh, that's why the Pasuk says, Vayizrach loy hashemesh, loy daiko, bechinas velonu tihye tztoko. We see there's a concept of the tztokos, of many tztokos. There's a concept of one person who can channel all the tztokos to himself. Just as we see the sun shines for everybody, and yet we see the Pasuk said by Yaakov Avinu, Vayizrach loy hashemesh, it shone specifically for him. He was able to funnel all its rays, in a sense, and magnetically draw it all to himself to use it for this Bechin of Reform. So Rabbi Nizal says, based on the Pusik, where we saw an association between Shemesh and Staka, we understand that these two are one and the same, and based on the fact how the Shemesh operates, the fact, in other words, we know that Emes goes together with Echod. These two are one and the same. What's the difference, Kaviochel, between Hashem and all the other idols? Kaviyoch, we say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Hashem is Emes. All the others are Sheker, right? Hashem is called Echod. What are the others called? Elokim Acherim. Acherim is plural. The fact that they're Elokim Acherim, that shows that it's Sheker. In one, there's no concept of being Meshaker. Two, there's a possibility of Sheker. You can say it's this or it's this. If I restrict you to saying one thing about something, about anything, the only thing you can say is the truth. If there's two available, one is more Sheker than the other. Then already there's distinction. There's day and night. There's good and bad. All of these concepts. That's the distinction between Emes and Sheker that Rabbi Nizal is bringing here. Go ahead.
Is it correct to say this, the Shemesh, when the Shemesh is referring to Tiferes?
Yes. In other words, the Sphira that we're talking about here now, Al Pi Kabbalah, is Tiferes. And if you recall, up here, where Rabbi Nizal said, "Mashi Tztoko Nimsheches LaEmes, Ki Tztoko Hu Bechinas Emes," you see the Aleph there that points you to the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh there brings a Pasuk. There's a Pasuk that says, "Lecho Hashem HaGedula VaHagvura VaTiferes." Hashem are all of those things. There's another pasuk which says, "Lecho Hashem hatzdaka, v'lanu boishes ponim." Lecho Hashem, we say it in Tachnun every Monday, Thursday. Lecho Hashem hatzdaka, v'lanu boishes ponim. What does that mean? It means that that pasuk is listing two extremes. Extreme one is boishes ponim. The opposite of boishes ponim is tzdaka. What is boishes ponim? Boishes ponim means where a person's face changes colors in a bad way, right? Machmas, his blood is spilled. That's a changing of color in a bad way. What's the opposite of boishes ponim? Tiferes. Tiferes is a mixture of colors where the mixture of colors is latani. You understand? So the Zohar Kodesh brings proof from that pasuk, Lecho Hashem HaTzedaka V'lanu Boishes Ponim, that tzedaka is a bechin of tiferes. Although we refer many, many times to tzedaka as a bechin of malchus, in this context, tzedaka is tiferes. Tzedaka is Yaakov Avinu, Emes. and we're going to see much more on, when we finish the Torah. We're going to give a whole explanation from the Kodesh Rochis on this, where you're going to see how clear this is to put together Tzedaka with Emes, with the Tiferes, 100%. Okay?
And we'll explain why sometimes you focus on Tiferes, sometimes not.
Exactly. Exactly. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "Bigamora in the Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara tells a story. Ma'isa shenechlekul beBeis Medrash. There was an incident where there was a machlokes in the Beis Medrash between two Tanoim. They were arguing over whether a certain thing is considered muktzah or not. A certain keli that's used for closing a door, is it considered muktzah on Shabbos or not? And the Gemara says they got into a machlokes, such a heated argument, at shenikra sefer Torah mechamoson." To the point where a Sefer Torah was torn in anger. In other words, you picture two people fighting over something and grabbing at a Sefer at the same time, and a Sefer Torah was torn. The Gemara says, V'Omar and Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma said about this, Tamo ani, I wonder, in lo yihye bayis ze aved zoro. I wonder if this house is not going to chas v'shalom get changed to a base aved zoro, or if this house is not to be classified as a base aved zoro. They got into a machlekes kas. There was such anger, chema, such anger, where they tore a Sefer Torah. He said, I wonder if this is not a base of avodah zarah. Rabbi Nizal explains now, nimtza, what do we see from here? We see an association between two things. Nimtza she'al yidei machlekes na'aseh avodah zarah u'kfirois. He said that there was a machlekes here, there was a fight here, a bad kind of fight. He said, I wonder if this is going to lead to this place becoming a base avodah zarah. So we see that through machlekes becomes nimshach machshavos of kfira, machshavos of avodah zarah. What's the connection? Now you understand the connection, what we said before. What is kfira? Kfira, emuna is Hashem Echod. What is kfira? Kel Acher, Elikim Acherim. Kel Acher is Bigamatria Amalek. Amalek is the opposite, Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the opposite of Kedusha. Amalek is Bigamatria Sofek, which is the opposite of Emuna. Emuna is Vadai. Emuna is Vadai. Emuna is Hashem. Havadai Shemoi came to Hilosai. Emes Echod. Kfira is Kel Acher, Sofek. Something that's not steady, not solid. Something that's shaky. Elikim acherim daika. In other words, that's the wording. Lei lecho elikim acherim alponai plural. That's a bechin of sheker. So we see now that this concept of that through machlekes, where there's machlekes means a lack of achdus. That's what it is. Achdus. These two terms are opposites. Achdus is emes, is Hashem. Machlekes is elikim acherim, divided opinions, two. Lechalik means to divide, two. The minute you have two, it's already a bechina of sheker. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Nimtza, shayidei machlekes nas avodah zarah kfiras. V'zeh shekosav, this is what the pasuk says in Tehillim, asher choshvu ro'ois b'lev kol yoyim yaguru milchamos. This that they thought, bad thoughts in their heart all day, yaguru milchamos. This was, they gather up against, David HaMelech said, these people who are plotting all day against me, they gather together to wage milchama against me. Note, he associated milchamais with all of these bad thoughts going on, thinking all of these bad thoughts going on. Rabbi Nizal says, Shal yidei hamilchamois haynu hamachlekes al yodoi choshvu rois balei. Through the fact that these people were bali machlekes and everything, that's what brings these machshavos rois of kfira onto a person. A person who is a bal machlekes by nature, it's going to be difficult for him to have emuna in Hashem, because he's constantly in this divided state. He's divided with people. This one says day, he says night. And kaviyochel by Hashem is the bechin of echod. So a person who has this nature of being a Baal Machlekes, automatically he's going to have a tendency towards these machshavos of kfira, elikim acherim. Rabbi Nizal says, "I dezeh boy machshavos rois hanak kfiras kanal v'hatikin lazeh." What's the tikkun to a person who finds himself in this state of machlekes, whereby these thoughts of kfira are coming upon him? The tikkun is limsar hamilchama l'Hashem, to give over the milchama to Hashem completely. Shehashem yilochem hamilchama kanal, that Hashem should wage war for him. V'zeh bechinas shtika. That's a concept of silence, being quiet. Somebody tries to pull you into an argument, you give the milchama over to Hashem. So what do you end up doing? You end up being quiet.
You end up being quiet. Hainu shetzorech lishtoik lahem. When a person sees people yelling at him, trying to draw him, trying to do something to attract him into a machlekes, he's got to be quiet. Rak lismoich al Hashem. Only to rely on Hashem. Shehu yilochim b'shvileinu. That Hashem will fight for us. V'zeh b'chinas. This is why the pasuk says Hashem yilochim lochem v'atem tachrishun. So we see what's the opposite of machlekes. Again, you have these two things listed in the pasuk as opposites. Hashem will battle and you won't battle. It doesn't say that. Hashem will battle and you'll be quiet. So we see being quiet is the opposite of going out into battle here. Rabbein Azal says, V'alidei hashtika zu nis'ale hamachshava. Through shtika, through silence, silence is something that elevates the machshava. How? Through silence, a person is able to wipe out all kinds of bad machshavos. This is what the Gemara says. Menachos bechinas shtoik kach ola b'machshava. The Gemara says there, Menachos, that there was a whole incident that took place where the Malachim saw Rabbi Akiva being, they saw the vision of seeing Rabbi Akiva being torn to shreds by the Romans. They said zutar v'zus chara. Hashem said shtoik. Shtoik, be quiet. This is what Hashem wanted. But note the wording that's used, kach olo b'machshava. That's what it says there. Rav Enizal explains, through shtika, a person is ma'ale v'machshava. He elevates the machshava. He cleans out the mess in the machshava. These machshavas rise. He's able to elevate the machshava. Rav Enizal says, ach kishegam heim sheiskim. Rav Enizal says, shayideh hashtika nesal machshava kanal. Ach kishegam hein shayskim. So the person gets quiet. That's how he resolves the problem. What happens when his opponents become quiet also? Then it's possible for them to mess up whatever tikkun was being affected by his being quiet. When he had this test of being drawn into a machlekes and he kept quiet, whatever tikkun is affected by that, when they keep quiet, they counter it. Rabbi Nazar says, "V'zeh b'chinas." This is what David HaMelech said in Tehillim: "Al gabi chorshu chorshim." On me were silent the silent ones. Chorshu over there means something different. Chorshu means they plowed on top of me. But note the word chorsh means quiet, deaf, silence. Al gabi chorshu chorshim. Al gabi, on my silence, they silenced themselves to counter my silence. That's why the pasuk says he'erichu lema'anisam. What does that mean? He'erichu lema'anisam. Rabbi Nizal says zebechinas hatzdoko shelohem. This refers to something that they do for their benefit. Rabbi Nizal says bechinas va'onso bi tzidkosi. Note. He'erichu lema'anisam, lema'anom, Rabbi Nezal says, as the pasuk says, v'onso b'tzidkosi, my tzedakah will stick up for me. In other words, what helps a person in this time of need? Whatever tzedakah he's done, that's what comes to help the person. Rabbi Nezal says, ha'inu sha'idei ha'tzedakah shelohem, he'm yecholim chas v'shalom lehizgaber, she'shtikosom ya'ale chas v'shalom al-shtikoseinu. Through their tzedakah, through the tzedakah, the Rishonim, it's possible for them to be goyver, their silence over us, Bechinas al gabi chorshu chorshim. This concept of them counterattacking with their act, their act of tzedakah countering his fact of giving over the melchamat Hashem. He kept quiet. In other words, we said, if you recall, in the beginning of the Torah, we mentioned how does this cycle get started. Rabbi Nezal said through machlekes it brings bad machshavos. What's the machshavos of kfira? What's the solution? Counter it how? By giving the melchama over to Hashem. But then Rabbi Nezal said, when they give tzedakah, that counters that. That was the explanation that Rabbi Nezal gave in the beginning of the Torah. Now here he's mentioning a concept that giving over the melchama to Hashem, what does that involve? Being silent. How do they counter it? What's their tzedakah? Their tzedakah is their being silent. Their counterattack is that they're silent. That balances it out. This bechina of al gabi chorshu chorshim he'erichu lema'anisam. Rabbi Nezal now is tying together silence with tzedakah. Lema'anisam v'onso b'tzidkosi. You see that's their bechina of tzedakah with which they're countering what you did to avoid these machshavos of kfira. Rabbi Nazal says, "Umachmazeh ein moyel ha'itzah anal." The Hainu limsar melacham al Hashem, and because of this situation, that's what makes it that even that eitzah of giving over the melacham to Hashem doesn't help. Shehu b'chinas Hashem yilach melachem v'atam tachrishim kanal. Ah, however, ha'ish ha'emes, a person who is zeched to be an ish ha'emes, moishech li'atzmoi kol hatzdakos. He draws to himself all the tzedakos. V'nizbate al koyach hatzedakos shelohem. Once he draws all tzedakos to himself, there automatically becomes bottle their koyach hatzedakos. V'yazai memeila nizbate al machshavtom hara. Then automatically these machshavos rois of kfira get nullified. V'nizbate lim kol hakfira is kanal, and all the kfira gets nullified. Period. This is Rabbeinu Zal's Torah, and this Torah is a little difficult. Number one, the first time to get it, it's definitely difficult. If you'll go over it a few times from the beginning, you'll see how the pieces tie, how each piece links up with the piece after it. You'll be able to understand that everything that we said here fits. Go ahead.
That's one thing. I don't see how the other parties being quiet after you're quiet.
Right.
Why should that have the same effect as the initial ones?
Why not?
Because if there's a machlokes, you have two parties fighting each other.
Right.
Once the first one is quiet already.
Right.
So now, so nobody's attacking the second one.
Not true. Rabbi Nazal said that when two people get into a machlokes, it's like they're both digging. Each one is digging a tunnel to get to the other one. So Rabbi Nazal says the best solution is you be quiet. By your being quiet, it'll take longer for the other guy to get to you. Because true, he's still digging. But when you're both involved in a fight, you're both digging towards each other. So you'll make it quicker, more easy to meet and really clash and collide. Whereas if you stop digging, you're going to slow up the process. Two people get into a fight, one keeps quiet, sometimes that doesn't end the battle. The other one will keep screaming at him and insulting him and being macharif and mavazah him for another hour. The machlokes is still on. Or you have a kind of keeping quiet where the silent treatment is going to activate that person, it's going to double the machlokes. Because you were quiet till he starts screaming, in other words, he gets more irritated by that and screams louder. So we see that that's not necessarily a compromising solution. That's why Rabbi Nazal says, because it's possible for them to counter, which is this bechina of tztaka, their tztaka, which counters the effect. What's the solution? The solution is to be zecher to get to be an isha emes. Once a person is zecher to be emes, he should know that emes is the power that can suck up all tztakas, that draws all tztakas to itself, and then there's no concept of them having any power of tztaka whatsoever. Then, if you'll get put into a situation of machlekes and you'll be quiet, there won't be any counter at all, and there won't be any possibility of these machshavos of kfira going into you. Period. This is what Rabbi Nazal says. Al gabi chorshu chorshim, they plow. In other words, the plowers plow on top of me. He'erichu, they lengthen it. In other words, they continue doing this lamanisam for their own sake, for their own behalf. Okay. Now. Rav Nosson Zal says in Likuti Halachos, you'll note a few things that aren't that clear, that we can show, we can begin to understand a better association between these two things, MS and Staka. Number one, we mentioned many, many times that MS is a concept of eight. MS is a bechina of eight. Why? What did we say it in relation to? What's the yantif that's coming up now, the most outstanding yantif, the yantif of Chanukah? There's a pasuk that says, Hashem urcho va'amitcho. Hashem is your light, and Hashem is your truth. We know that these two go together, Ur and Emes. And the Arizal brings a whole explanation about, in other words, to understand that Chanukah, which is the yantif of lights, Neros, Chanukah, which is an inyan of Ner Chanukah, Ur, is a bechin of Emes. Ur and Emes are always synonymous. Whereas Sheker, Rishoim b'choshech yidomu, Rishon, which are a bechin of sheker, b'chesh yidomu, they wander in the darkness, this bechin of sofek, in doubt. The emes is a vados, it's very definite, very decisive. The opposite of that is sofek, this mixed feeling, not knowing for sure. So, the Arizal says, you'll note that there is this bechin of ches po'omim emes in Shachris, right after Shema, we say eight times, emes, emes ato rishmada, emes ato this, emes. It's written there eight times MS, corresponding to the 8 days of Chanukah. Now we note, we can't get into this too much. Eight generally we say is an inyan of Bina. The number eight refers in level of spheres to Bina. Bina is eight, and Vino is Hashem's name Ekia. You'll note that Ekia, Hashem's name Ekia, when you square it, Ekia Pa'omim Ekia is Bigimatria Emes. You note an association between these two things, this Bino, which is oil, which is Nachal Neivea, it's Shemen, the oil that we use on Hanukkah for the Neiros, is this Bechino of Bino, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, which is compared throughout the Torah. It always talks about this concept of wisdom as an union of oil, the oil that lights the fire. The Moyach is called a Neir Doilek. What does it run on? This Nachal Neivea, this stream that's around it, this stream of oil, which is Bino, which is Ekia. Ekia Pomim Ekia is Emes, because where does Emes come from? Yud Kei, Vav Kei, the Vav stands for Emes, the Vav is Teferis. Where does it draw its light from? From the first Kei, which is Bino. Where does Tiferes draw from? It draws from Bina. We have also, the Chidozal says, that you'll note, if you look in the alphabet, we said that the Vav stands for Tiferes. You'll note in the Hebrew alphabet, just coincidentally, to show how everything is tied into Hashem, note, add up the letters, Aleph, Beis, Hashem's name is Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Aleph, no, the letters Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 is Bigimatria. 10. That's Yud. Aleph through Dalet makes up a Yud. What are the next letters? K, Vav. Up to Vav, you have Yud, K, Vav in sequence for Hashem's name. Up to Vav, you have Yud, K, Vav flowing in sequence. No problem. What's the significance of this? Yud, K, Vav is Bigimatria Ekia, which stands for Bina. Yud Kei Vav is Kmatra Ekia, which stands for Bina, and yet Vav is the symbol of Emes. So we see that these two are somehow very, very much tied together. The symbol of Bina and Emes. The first Kei Hashem's name, which symbolizes Bina, the Vav, which symbolizes Emes. Now the question, so we know that Emes is the symbol of eight. The eight times Emes that it says after Shemana, after Kriya Shema, which corresponds to the 8 days of Hanukkah, this eight times Oyer. The Shulchan Aruch says in the Halachas of Tzedakah, in Yeridah, Siman Reish Mem Tes, Sivav, Shmoino Ma'alos Yesh B'Tzedakah, Zu L'Ma'alo Mizu. There are 8 levels within Tzedakah, one higher than the other, and the Shulchan Aruch goes on to list what the 8 Madregas are. The highest Madrega of Tzedakah is when a person doesn't give a donation to someone, but he gives him money to be able to invest in business, or money to be able to use to do business with, or a loan, where there's no embarrassment that comes out of it whatsoever. Gemilas Chesed, that's the Gemilas Chesed, that's the highest form of Tzedakah. So Rav Moshe Zal says, we see right away for starters, that there is this Bechina of 8 levels of Tzedakah, corresponding to these 8 times Emes that are written after Kriya Shema, which corresponds to the 8 candles of Hanukkah, the singing of Emes, winning out over Sheker. And what's the highest Madrega in Tzedakah? Note, here's the punchline. Shmoina Mala is Yesh B'Tzedakah Zu L'Mala Mizu Mala HaGedoilo She'en L'Mala Mimeno. What's the peak of Tzedakah? You want to know what the peak of Tzedakah is? Emes. Why? Because we said L'cho Hashem HaTzedakah V'lanu Boishes Ponim, that Emes and Boishes Ponim were two opposites. So you want to know what the highest level of Tzedakah is? The one that has the least Boishes Ponim in it? That's the highest level tzedakah. As the Shulchan Aruch goes on to explain, for example, Hamachzik Biyad Yisrael Hamoch, a person who goes over to a Yid who's poor, and he grabs onto him, V'noisen le'matona, he gives him a gift, Oy halva, or a loan, Oy oise shutvis, or he forms a partnership with him, Oy mamsi le'malocha, kedei l'chazek yodoy, shelo yitztarech le'briyos, and he gives him some type of work to do, he gets him a job, so that he should not have to come on to people, v'lo yishal, and he shouldn't have to ask. In other words, the problem here is, if he has to come over to you and ask you, there's already a bizoyim, there's a boishes ponim. You want to know what the highest level of tzedakah is? Hamachzik biyad Yisrael hamoch, a person who grabs him, who approaches the ani first before he has to come to you, and he gives him a matono, he gives him a job, or he gives him something so that it's the ani should not have shelo yitzarech lebrius, so that the ani should not have to come on to people, so that there should not be any boishes ponim. That's the highest level of tzedakah. V'alzeh nemar, about this the pasuk says, v'hechezakto boy, that tzedakah is not wait for the ani to go to you. tzedakah is not wait for the other. The highest level of tzedakah is v'chzak taboy. You grab him. The usher should go looking for aniyim. The usher, not the oni, should come. The usher should go looking for aniyim to be able to give tzedakah to. That's the highest level of tzedakah. That's this v'chzak taboy. So we see, you'll note, that what makes tzedakah great, the quantity of emes that's involved in the tzedakah, because we said emes was the sinyan of tifer. Emes was the opposite of an embarrassment. Emes is tiferes, which is a kolius hagavin, and it's a case where the colors blend together in a good way, not in a bad way. Continues to explain, you'll note a whole series of gemaras that talk about the topic of tzedakah, and each time this is the underlying item, the fact that there's tremendous stress that it's in tzedakah that it's so easy to make a mistake between emes and sheker. For example, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Ho yo Rabbi Meir Oimer, Rabbi Meir used to say, Kan yesh mokim lebaldin leimar im HaKadosh Baruch Hu oev aniyim lama mefarneson. That when it comes to tzedakah, it's very, very easy to make a mistake, the Gemara says. What's the mistake? A person could ask a very logical question about tzedakah. If Hashem wanted this guy to have money, why didn't he give him money? Why didn't he give him money? The fact that he knows, if, what are you telling me that I should go and support him? If Hashem wanted him to have money, he would have given him money. So it's a very logical complaint. So Rabbi Meir says, Emor Eloi, you know what you say to that person? You know why Hashem made him poor? Kedei lehinotzeil onu midinoi shel gehenem. To protect us, to save us the Ashurim from Gehenem. You want to know what's paida, a yid, from Gehenem? What saves a yid from Gehenem? This tzedakah. When you give the Ani money, you spare him this baishas panim. We said the act of giving him this money, the tzedakah in its purest state, you save him baishas panim, right? You save him embarrassment. The Gemara says, as panim legehenem, baishas panim legan eden. A person who is zeichet to be mesakein, this baishas panim, how? L'cho Hashem ha-tzedakah, if we're mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, v'lonu baishas panim, we're mesakein, this singing of baishas panim. That's how a person saves himself from Gehenem. This is what the Gemara is talking there. When the Gemara says you have a very logical, it's easy to make a mistake. There's a sheker involved here. There's such an obvious thing which would you say is super truth. If Hashem wanted him to have money, he would have given it to him himself. That's the sheker, which when that sheker is overcome, a person is misaki in this boishes ponim and able to go into Gan Eden versus Gehenem. Now, Rav Nosson Zal quotes a whole series of psukim.
Go ahead.
Right.
So it's good to have
Baishas Panim. Right. So we have to massage. No. It's good to give Baishas Panim or to have it yourself. No. By you giving the Oni, the Tzedakah, the Hechzak Tavoy, by you being Mekayim, the Hechzak Tavoy, you're sparing him Baishas Panim. You're subtracting from him Baishas Panim, right? This Oni, who if I didn't give him the $50, he would have gone collecting around pennies and, you know, the whole thing would have gone through so much embarrassment. By my going over to him and giving him, I'm taking away from him Baishas Panim. What am I doing with the Baishas Panim that I take away from him? I put it in my pocket. I become a Baishas Panim. Rabbi Meir said, that's what the mitzvah stuff was given for, to get you out of Gehenna. Because the Gemara says in another place, Baishas Panim is anything. That what's your ticket, what's your passport to Ganeitin? Boishas Panim. This Boishas Panim that you save this Oni through your tzedakah, which is Tiferes, the Klolius Hagavin of Kedusha, this is what gets you your ticket into Ganeitin. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. And how does the Oni get out of Ganeitin?
We'll come to that soon. He quotes a few psukim, showing again how when it comes to this item, tzedakah, it's so easy. In other words, the sheker is goyver. There's a pasuk, Rosh Oyhev Kaf Remiya. Rosh, a poor person, likes a fake spoon, a false spoon, meaning a false feeling of security. A person who's poor many times latches on to different things which aren't really a security, but because he's so desperate, he has an achiza in this sheker. In other words, it's very easy for him to latch on to this sheker. Another pasuk, Al Pas Lechem Yivsha Gever. When it comes to pas lechem, the sinyan of tzedakah, I was giving a person, yivsha gever, people make a pesha, they commit sins. What kind of sins? In other words, they look for all kinds of excuses, all these kinds of tirutzim, to avoid giving tzedakah. This is what the pasuk there is talking about. Al pas lechem, over a little bread, giving a little bread to an oni, yivsha gever, people are pesheya, in what? In that they come up with all of these false excuses to avoid giving tzedakah, which is the emes. In other words, we see specifically in this mitzvah tzedakah, there's this battle between sheker and emes. Rav Nosson Zal says also that we find the Gemara says specifically about the mitzvah of tzedakah, it comes to other mitzvahs, tzitzis, tefillin. The Torah doesn't give a warning of saying be careful to buy kosher ones, not treif ones. It's not written out clearly. When it comes to tzedakah, the Gemara says shema toimar kol habo likpoitz koifetz. The Gemara says in one place that tzedakah is a very, very big thing. It can accomplish tremendous things for a person. So the Gemara says, and if you think that whoever wants to jump to get these great things can jump, the Gemara says, no, not true. Talmud Leimar, Mayokor Chazdechu Elikim. How precious is the chesed of Hashem when a person is zeicha that Hashem has rachmonis on him and leads him to an oni hogun. That's a tremendous thing. Because you get a lot of people who are nechshal in a sheker in tzedakah. They give tzedakah to a fake person, to a false person, a person who they're not supposed to be giving tzedakah to. Now, as we see here, there's room to get tripped up. And Rav Nosson Zal says, Beferish in Likutei Halachos, this is his wording, which is interesting. Excuse me, note, usually we say, Kol HaPei Shekiat Nosen Lai, that in other words, whoever puts out his hand, give. You know, usually, you don't go asking too many questions, because if you start being Baidik the only a lot, Hashem will be Baidik you a lot. That's maybe when it comes to giving a nickel or a quarter or something like that to a person. When it comes to the place where you give your miser or your solid tzedakah, Rav Nosson Zal says, Beferish, he proves on the Kutei Halacha, is how it's possible that by a person giving tzedakah, he could be committing a sin. His tzedakah is being used literally to commit sins. Proof is, the Pasuk says, by Yirmiyahanovi, davent Hashem, be'es apecho asei bohem. Hashem, when you get angry at my enemies, when you'll get angry at the people who are tormenting him, Yirmiyahanovi was the tzaddik emes at that time. He was the symbol of emes. There were people who were being chaylik against him. They were making machlekes against him. What was Yirmiyahu's tefillah? Note, there was machlekes against this person. What could they do to harm him? What did he do automatically? He said, Hashem Yilachim. He kept quiet. Yirmiyahu kept quiet. What was the next step that he had to be afraid of? Their tzedakah. Rabbi Nazal said in this Torah that even if you keep quiet, their tzedakah can harm you. What was Yirmiyahu Hanavi's tefillah? Be'es apecho asei bohem. The Gemara Darshins, what did he say? He said, Hachshilom ba'aniyim shenem hukonim. Yirmiyahu Hanavi davened that his chelkim, Hashem, should trip them up in giving money to aniyim shenem hukonim. Now the question is, why did he say that? Why did he say, Hashem, don't let them give tzedakah? Because Rav Nosson Zal says there are times where a person gives tzedakah to an oni she'enoi hagun, and it does much more damage than if he didn't give it all. By giving to this place, he's causing the sheker, tzedakah's an inyan of emes. By giving to a bad place, he's causing the sheker to be miskaber. Note, what's the highest level of tzedakah? That's what Rebbe Zal mentioned this a few times in Shurim. Yeah, but I'm talking about something different. We say it Shabbos at Mincha. What's the highest level of tzedakah? Tzidkoscha tzedek li'olam. What's eternal tzedakah? V'sayroscha emes. V'sayroscha emes. Which tzedakah is li'olam? A tzedakah which is mekusha to emes. Tzidkoscha tzedek li'olam, v'sayroscha emes. There Rav Nosson Zal said this as far as printing the sforim of the tzaddik emes. Now it's printing sforim that project emes to the world. That's the highest form of tzedakah, a person who donates money to help print sforim, these kind of sforim. But you'll note what's the qualifier there? It's not the tairas, it's tairas emes. It's kosher tzedek li'olam, which is the eternal tzedakah, one that has emes attached to it, because that's the whole center, that's the core of the mitzvah of tzedakah. The distinguishing factor in the mitzvah of tzedakah is specifically this item emes. Moshe Zal says in Kutei Halachos, now you'll understand why the Gemara says that when the mitzvah of tzedakah is being done, when, in other words, we have tzedakah that each individual gives, people give out the tzedakah. What about the person, the gabbai, who collects tzedakah from hundreds of people? That's the highest form of tzedakah. What's the halacha? Is he allowed to give it out himself? When it comes to giving out kohol tzedakah, is one person allowed to give it out? No. How many people do you have to have? Three. You can have two people collecting. In other words, when it comes to collecting tzedakah on a public basis, two are permitted to collect. When it comes to giving it out, you must have three. Why? Chut ha-meshulosh lo yibin hirayinote. Three is emes. Emes is aleph, mem tof, roish, toich, soif. Whenever you get a group of three people together doling out tzedakah, in three people you know you have all three forces represented. You have Aleph, Mem, and Tav. In other words, in a group of three, there's always one who's in the middle, one who's on the right, one who's on the left. That's where you have this bechina of emes really filled out. That's why that's the halacha of giving tzedakah b'shleimus. It's only when three people are giving it out to the dafka. That's when you can have this bechina of emes filled out properly. This is a little bit, I'm not going into everything he mentions, but this is where you see how he's showing clearly how these two terms are synonymous. That the whole mitzvah of tzedakah is built on emes. Now we can understand that if tzedakah, we said in many other places, tzedakah is malchus. And we have his question. This is all fine for the one who's giving. One who's giving is getting the baishis pan, but what about the ani? What happens to the ani? The answer is, you should know that the act of tzedakah, the act of one person giving and one person taking, this one's a mashpia, this one's a mekabel. This one is emes, what's the mekabel? Oh, emuna. This one is emes, emes ve'emuna chayk v'layavir. This one is teferis, this one is malchus. This is how tzedakah is a real yichud. If you recall, Rabbi Zalman said that the Zohar HaKadosh said that through the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, you have Hashem's name Nishlam. Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei Nishlam. How? The Nisein takes his five fingers, he has a pruta in it. Ha-poshet, the Lashon, what's the Lashon at the beginning of the Sefer Shabbos? Poshat onis yodov. The oni is poshet yodov. In other words, by the mashpia, it doesn't say any notion of poshet yodov. He takes a pruta. It's the oni who is poshet yodov. He stretches out his hand. The makabel places into it. By the makabel, you have yud k. The pruta is a yud. The coin is a yud. It's round. It's shaped like a letter. You know, just the yud itself. His five fingers are the first K of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Nisein. The Mekabel is Poshet Yodoi. His arm becomes the Vav. That's shaped like a Vav. What he receives the money in is the last K. That was when a person gets stuck, you have Yud Kei and Vav Kei. You have Mashpia. You have Zohar. The one who's giving the tzedakah is the zohar. The one who's receiving is the nekeva, just like between a husband and wife. That's how this is a yichud b'shleimus. Rabbi Nazal in this Torah is talking purely about the nisim. That's why he refers to him as Teferis, Emes. He is this bechin of Emes and Teferis. On him is dependent this whole union of Klolius Hagavnin and Emes. The Oni doesn't have these requirements. The Oni's requirement is to be a good Mekabel. What's a good Mekabel? One who has nothing. Malchus. Deles lo nigarma. Deles. Dalus. The Malchus is Dalid. What letter symbolizes the Malchus in Kabbalah? The letter Dalid, which is Dalus. Malchus. Oni. The Oni's requirement is to be an Oni. To be prop, to be truly poor. If he's truly poor, that's all he has to do. By him allowing somebody to give him money, he generates all of these, including everything that we said here, gets accomplished to our minds. Does that answer your question? Go ahead.
Mr. Guzal said, as far as how stuff is in the national name of Shem, how did the Vav is the arm of the Nosing?
In other words, the question is, why isn't it the arm of the... It's the arm of the Mekabel. Because note, the Gemara used the Russian Poshat Oni as Yodoy. In other words, the Mekabel is standing like this. How does this whole procedure start? An Oni goes around collecting. He's got his arm out. He comes over to a person with his arm outstretched. The Nosing takes out a coin and puts it in. By the Oni, the Gemara uses the Lashon Poshat Oni Es Yodoi. It doesn't say, and the Balabayas is Poshit. Look up the Mishnah in Shabbos. It doesn't say the Balabayas stretches out his hand to give him. The Oni extends his hand. The Oni is standing in a Rishus HaRabim. There the Gemara is teaching us all the halachas about carrying on Shabbos from Rishus HaYochot to Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, you have an Oni who's standing in a Rishus HaRabim. Poshat Oni Es Yodoi Mibifnim, into the house. For the Oshir to give him something, that's when this whole question comes. Ketzad, in other words, it gives the example of teaching us the halachas of Shabbos. This is the example. Why? So note, by the Oni, it uses Lashon Poshat Oni Es Yodoi. His act of being Poshet Yad, that's the Vav. The Keli that he's receiving in technically is the Kei. The Nisein has the two components Yud Kei. He has the coin that he's giving, and he has the five fingers that he's giving it with. He gives with his hand. He's the Yudke, he's the Vavke, he's the Mashpia, he's the Mekabel. Here we're talking about it as Yudke, Vavke. In the Torah, in this Torah, we're talking about it as Vav and Kei. that the Nisim was the Vav, he's the Teferis, the Emes, the Makabah becomes the Kei, the Malchus.
So the fact that he's Emes, he's also saved from the Hell?
Exactly. Because in other words, because we said Boishis Ponim Laganim. Boishis Ponim Laganim. What is Boishis Ponim? This Bechina of Emes. In other words, how do you recognize a Jew? Baishonim, Bachonim, Bachasorim. Why? Because they are Emes. This Emes leads to this purity of the Ponim. Not a bad, not Boishis Ponim in a nasty way. In other words, the fact that they're, in other words, the fact that they've been insulted, the fact that they acknowledge the existence of Hashem, this is what leads them to this precious woman. This busha, and the fact that they're conscious that Shivisi Hashem wanted to be summoned. Because I see something so great in front of me, I'm filled with a feeling of yira, busha. The Zohar Kodesh says the word bereshis, yorei, bereshis. The word bereshis is made up of two words. That the feeling that a person has in acknowledging Hashem is this combination of yira and busha.
So if he refuses this, accept stuff, let's say he wants to go alone, go to
right,
temple,
right.
Stuff, so then he doesn't have a tikkun?
Who doesn't have a tikkun?
The Ani.
The answer is the Shulchan Aruch says that a person who's supposed to take tzedakah and doesn't is committing a very big sin. Is committing a very big sin. Just like the Gemara says a Rebbe who doesn't allow his Talmud to be Mishamishim, it's as though he's stealing from him, Chas V'Shalom. Well, so we see that this works, and on the other hand, the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva said, Ashrei to the Ani, who pushes himself not to be Mekabah, who, you know, he forces himself, he's willing to struggle not to have to come on to people. But it seems that there's a dividing line, because there's a point at which we say you're not allowed to, you're required to take from people. You understand? But up to a certain point, the person is permitted to push as far as he can to be able to avoid having to come on to people. Now note, this whole topic of tzedakah, in order to understand this much more clearly, we have in Likutei Halacha, it's a whole chapter on Hilchos Tzedakah, where he explains to you exactly what's going on when there's this whole, why is this one an Ani, why is the whole story, period. But we know for a fact that the Aniyim are the ones who are zechah to have the Shechina with them at all times. We mentioned once that the word Ani is the gematria twice Aleph Aleph Nun Yud, showing each and every Yid makes up the Malchus of Hashem. We say, how big is a king? According to how many subjects he has.